17. And we want to look at this and see what the Lord is telling us and communicating to us that we can better walk through this crazy world. And he has shown us through history, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and we see his mighty hand working in a supernatural way. So let's read in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Now, as we look at the message this morning, I want us to keep our minds on the term deep roots, deep roots. And it can speak to us what the Lord's doing, and we can have a better understanding. And we all have, if you will, we all have deep roots. We have deep roots in something. And the Bible clearly says, and throughout here it says it, but it says it throughout Scripture, and it said, cursed is the man, cursed is the person who trusts in man. And it certainly, in this section, is drawing a difference between the dependence on man and the dependence on God. So that's where the Lord is coming from. And what he says here in the verse, what the Lord says here in the verse, is it identifies a person who draws their strength from man. That's what the verse clearly says. Cursed is the man. Cursed is he who trusts in man, who draws his strength from man or human flesh. And so the whole idea here is that embracing wisdom man has to offer instead of wisdom God has to offer is a curse. And that's what he's telling us. And he's putting the counter here and getting our attention. And from our roots, and as we look at this, what we need to understand is from our roots, we get nourishment. And that nourishment comes from what? We trust. And this is clearly saying, therefore, our deep roots should not be trusting in man's wisdom. Because what will happen, it will ultimately leave us dry, stunted, and starved. So the Lord's giving us a heads up. He says, listen, I am telling you lots of things through the Scripture. And you need to hear me. You need to trust in me. Because if you trust in man's wisdom over me, what's going to happen? It's ultimately going to fail. And I'm giving you a heads up. God said, I'm giving you a heads up. Look at this and understand what I'm saying to you. This is for your benefit. And so we just praise Jesus for that. Now, as the verse goes on in Jeremiah, the next verse says in verse 16, Jeremiah 17, 16, it basically says the man, okay, the person who trusts in man is cursed, and that person will be like a bush in the wastelands. So just you picture, I love how the Lord gives us these physical pictures, and he says, if you trust in a man, you're just going to be like a bush in the desert, all by itself, dry and in the desert. And then it goes on to say this. Let me read the whole thing. The person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. Now, so this is telling us one who depends on man is not only dry, stunted, and starved, but he will not see the prosperity of the Lord when it comes. When it comes. Now, what's here is very interesting. This really explains a lot. Explains a lot to me. How often do we hear or do we say, the Lord's not working the way I thought he would. He's not working the way he works in the Bible. But what the Bible said, and what's interesting, it says, no, the prosperity and the blessing does come. We just don't see it. We just don't know. The Lord is pouring out his prosperity. The Lord is pouring out his blessing. But we don't see it. Why don't we see it? Because we've trusted in man. Trusted in man. Now, It also says here, which is very interesting, when we go back to verse 5, cursed is he who trusts in man, who draws his strength from mere flesh. But it adds this, whose heart turns away from the Lord. So it's communicating to us that as we trust in man, it's not just trusting in man and his wisdom. To trust in man and his wisdom, we're turning away from the Lord to trust in his wisdom. So you just think about that, that by trusting in man, we're turning away from God to trust in man. And God said, I'm telling you, when you pay attention to me, it's going to cause you to turn away from man's wisdom and to look to me. So it really has a profound impact on who we trust because the way it flows out like that. Now, so is one trust in the Lord, he has deep roots in the things of God. And as he has deep roots in the things of God, he will be, you know, if you will, solid, nourished, growing, and able to see the prosperity of the Lord when it does come. You know, it's almost like, no, I am doing this, and if you connect with me and understand what I am doing, you're going to step in that absolute flow of my goodness and grace and power. And he's kind of on saying, when you trust in man, you're stepping out of that, trusting in man, and you're missing what I am doing. So that's the whole big picture we have here, and it's really profound when you think about it. And so the next verse goes like this, Jeremiah 17:7. But blessed is he, contrast, who trusts in the Lord and has confidence in him. So you've got two things going. You trust in man or you trust in the Lord. And if you trust in the Lord, you have confidence in the Lord. And I've said it before, you know, I've got confidence in the Lord. However, I've got plan B in case he didn't come through. See? Well, that's not a lot of confidence because plan B just showed you don't have confidence. And what happens? Well, I don't see God working. You don't see the prosperity and the blessings of the Lord because we've stepped out of that stream in which he is pouring out. But it was our decision. And so he's telling us this. I want you to stay in the presence and the flow of the goodness of the Lord, and we are focused on him because he is good. He is bringing blessing. He is bringing prosperity. He's doing great things. But people don't see it because their focus is on the wisdom of man. And he calls that person cursed. Why? Curse because they're terrible? No, curse because they stepped out of that stream and blessing of the Lord. Whereas you're blessed because you just step and you see it. It's not like God's holding back. And that's what the Lord is trying to tell us. He's trying to encourage us so that we will be able to see that. So what we see, that deep roots in the Lord produce what? Trust and confidence. Trust and confidence in the Lord is just telling us where our roots are. Because that's what's producing that. And that's what we're holding on to. And if they're not deep, we're going to have plan B and plan C, you know, or maybe just no plans at all. We'll just go what man is doing because it seems to make so much sense in a worldly matter. But God says, no, deep roots in the Lord will produce trust and confidence. And these deep roots belong to those, these deep roots in the Lord belong to those who stand strong in the horrendous desert heat, wind, and drought. They stand strong. Again, horrendous heat, horrendous wind and drought, but they stand strong. Why? Because the roots are deep. Because the roots are deep. They stand strong and draw nourishment from the deep things of the Lord. Now, I'm talking about the church. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to believers to draw on the deep things of the Lord. And God bless everyone in whose church. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saved. And I'm going to heaven. But man, I got to get to work now, and I have to focus on the things of the world to survive. Because God will get me to heaven, but he can't do much for me now. See? Now, I'm talking to the church. I'm not talking to the world. See? I want to go and I'm going to hear a sweet song. You know, I want to have some enjoyment and the fellowship. But God said, now what about when the heat comes? When the heat comes, you have no one but me. And this is what he's talking about here. So we stand strong because we have the fruit and we have our roots in the deep things of the Lord. And fruit comes forth from our lives, because our roots are deep. I'm having fruit because I'm the best businessman. I'm having fruit because I have the greatest wisdom. I'm having fruit because I have plenty of money in the bank. No, God says you have fruit when your roots are deep in me, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what your job is, whether you have a job or not, whether you have money or not, whether you, everything goes, no, you stand strong because your roots are deep, because your roots are deep. Now, because these are the people, next verse in Jeremiah 17:8 says, these people will be just, when your roots are deep in the Lord, these people will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots into the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. It has no worries in the year of drought. Now here's a great, this is a great thing to remember, okay? Just a great point to remember. Deep roots. If you have deep roots, we do not fear when the heat comes. We do not fear when the trials come. See, because all that is what's swirling around us. See, but it doesn't make any difference if our roots are deep and going into the streams of water. It doesn't make any difference what's happening around us, because our roots are deep. Amen? So the word, the heat. You probably say it the word, man, I just feel like the heat keeps coming. You know, the trials keep coming. We don't fear when the heat comes. We don't fear. Well, how can you say that? And I've already said it. Because our roots are deep. Our roots are deep. See? Our roots are deep. Now, we are firmly planted in the Lord, from which we draw nourishment. Oh, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to heaven. And that's good. I hang on my hat on that. That's good. All right. But as we go through this life and we're thinking, I'm just dying. I can't make it. I have no strength. And I say that because my roots aren't deep. I'm not getting any nourishment from the Lord to live out this life now. See, the Lord said, no. And that's what this is about. It's living out this life now in the heat. When the trials come, this is how you live out this life. You have to have deep roots. Because when you're planted by the streams of water, you don't have any fear when the heat comes. And that's what the verse says. Now, so whether, and here's something that's true, whether in the world or in the Lord, we all have deep roots. Okay? We have deep roots in the world, or we have deep roots in the Lord. And the Lord's trying to communicate to us to have deep roots in Him. And we're going to find out where our roots are when the heat comes. When the heat comes. That's when we're going to find out. Because kind of when there's no heat, we're looking good all together. All right? It's when the heat comes. Now, just this little example to drive home the whole thing about our roots and the importance of it. Have you ever had like dandelions in your yard? Any of you have dandelions? You ever try to kill them? You can't kill dandelions. You can't. You can dig them out. You dig a foot deep. You pull them up and they come back, pop and pop. You can't get rid of dandelions. Did you know that dandelions' roots are 15 feet deep? Look it up. Dandelions' roots are 15 feet deep. That's why you can't get rid of them. See? And so it's like we need to be like dandelions. Prettier, I hope. But we need to be like dandelions. And we need 15 feet roots. It's like you can't kill them. You can't get rid of them. They're always there. They keep coming back. See? So there's the example. Have deep roots. Now, our roots can be either deep in the world or deep in the Lord. Bottom line, that's what it is. Our roots can be, and here's something, it's important to know this, our roots can be so deep, we don't even understand our own actions. Okay, we're like, you know, dandelions on steroids, okay? We look better. But we got dandelions, so it's going down 15 feet, and we're growing and doing dandelion stuff. We don't even know why. We just do dandelion stuff because we have this root system and it produces these dandelions. The roots produces what we do. And we don't even know why we're a dandelion. You know, we just do that. We haven't examined our root system, but we are one, okay? Well, that's what happens. Our roots are so deep. We operate out of those roots and we don't even understand what we're doing. We're just being who we are. Does that make sense? And so it really is important where our roots go. And if we don't understand it, you know, we need help understanding. But if our roots are that deep and we don't understand what we're doing, that means we truly don't understand the depths of our sin or selfishness, do we? It is so deep. You know, have you ever done something? Why'd I do that? I mean, I know I have. It's like, why did I say that? I knew, but it just flowed out of me, you know? It's like, and but you think, God, Lord, help me with that. Because it's who you are, and it's over the things as we've developed, and we don't understand the depths of our sin. That's the reason the next verse says this. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Well, that's encouraging. Yeah. Who can understand it? So here is God telling us. You think, oh, you pick up God. You're so sweet and kind, and you're the perfect person to have in my kingdom. He's going, you know, I love you, and I'm glad you're in my kingdom, but you know, your heart is deceitful. Above all things, beyond cure, God says, I'm having a hard time understanding. No, he didn't say that. I said that. But the point of it is, our heart is deep in our roots, and it's deceitful, meaning it's selfish. The heart works, the heart's working, looking out for number one. You know, I got this great plan for you. And we have this great plan, but bottom line about this plan, it really helps me out. Well, I've never done that, you know. Yeah, it helped everybody else out, but it's going to help me out. Well, that's deceitfulness, that's selfishness. That's certainly not objective. But that's what this verse says. So you need to be aware of what your own heart is without the Lord. And because our roots run so deep, they run so deep. Now listen to this. Because our roots run so deep, only God can reach the depths of our heart's corruption. And then, you know, I think I'll repeat that. It's just, our roots run so deep, only God can reach to the depths of our heart's corruption. I don't know. I've known the Lord 40 years and something, and, you know, I came to know the Lord, and I'm sailing, you know, loving Jesus, you know, and walking with him, and big sins fell away, but I thought, you know, I kind of had things down. Now, 40 years later, I look back, and the Lord's showing me something. I said, oh, my God, I didn't even know that was a sin. I didn't even know that was a picture of, you know, selfishness. And I'm looking back on my life like 20 years ago. I said, oh, Lord, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I said that. Because what the Lord is doing is continually revealing my shortcomings as compared to him. And so he's teaching me. He's constantly teaching me. And the root system is so deep, it takes a while. Unless some of y'all just came to know the Lord and you just sailing and never made a mistake. You know. I mean, I came to know the Lord and I think I just fall down the mud, get up, fall down the mud, take one step forward, take three back and keep going, you know. But it's like, good grief. I didn't know I had so many issues. I didn't know. In fact, before I came to know the Lord, before I came to know Jesus, I thought I was a pretty good guy. I really did. You know, I mean, I thought, you know, I'm doing all right. And I came to the Lord, and it's like, man, you really are self-centered and selfish, you know. And then I had to agree with God. That's even worse. You know, he showed, and then you got to agree with him, like, Lord. See, and so that's what he's saying here. So our roots are so deep that it's only God that can reveal them. And that's where we have the next verse. Jeremiah 17:10. I just love this. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind. Oh. Oh. He's going to search my heart and examine my mind and reveal things to me about who I am. Now, who's he comparing me to that he has to reveal these things to? Jesus. See? Jesus. Because Jesus, Son of God, walked in the purity of God. And said, and God says, you know, come to know me and you're saved and have a home in heaven. Now I want to teach you how to walk the Christian life. Who? Just like Jesus. Well, wait a minute. I mean, it may take me a while. It may take me a while to walk like Jesus. See? And God said, I know it will, because your roots are deep. Your roots are deep. Now, so therefore, because they're so deep, God searches our heart. He searches our root system. Now, here's the point. You really need to think about this. You have the picture. Our roots are deep. And God wants to work with that root system. And he wants to church. He wants to change that root system. Amen? Listen carefully. Then, because he does want to change that, this is how I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying, when you see a believer in the church, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that person perfect? You know, will they make mistakes? Will they get mad at you and blame you for something? We all been in the church too long. You know that's real good, don't you? See, well, so God says, I got to work on your root system because you're not working the way Jesus did, and I want to work through you and examine your root system so you can have a heart like Jesus, a purity like Jesus. And so what he does, and this is important, what he does, God aggressively works to purify our hearts and our root system. You know. Now, who is that my job? To aggressively work to purify your root system? Well, one reason I don't want to do that, and you think, well, one is, you better get your act together before you start telling me what to do. And you would be correct in doing that. But God says, no, God himself is going to work through you to adjust your root system. He's going to purify your root system. And he is interested in your root system so you can trust in him and so you won't miss all the blessings and prosperity of the Lord. Amen? And so he's working. And purification takes time. It takes time. You know why? Because we're like those dandelions. We have a 15-foot root. See? And it takes time to purify that root or get rid of that root. So, since we know it takes time, we know he's at work over a period of time continually teaching stuff. And you continually keep learning because he continually wants you to observe and behave more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you ready for this great lesson of Christianity? If you have a pen, you need to get it. You need to write this down. You need to write, I'm telling you right now, you need to write this down. This is unbelievable truth right here in the purifying of our heart and how the Lord does it. The great lesson in the Christian life, heat reveals our roots. Heat reveals. How do I know if I'm a bush in the middle of a desert? Or how do I know if I'm a tree with the roots in the depths of the water? How do I know? Heat. The bush dies, the tree doesn't. So you never know until there's heat. Now, that would make God the author of heat. Okay, or you can say trials. Trials reveals our roots. Trials reveal our roots, you know? And you know, the world knows that. I mean, different ways. They don't do it for the Lord, but they know that. They want to, what's your experience? What have you done? You know, do you have any proof? That's the reason it's hard to get a job when you get out of college, and much easier to get a job after you get out of college and have 5 years' experience. Because you proved you can do something, you know. And you probably learned a lot in the heat of the work. When you had a boss breathing down your neck, and when you had deadlines to meet, and when you had to do things you thought were impossible, see, the heat proved your roots. Heat proved that you could go ahead and do what you needed to do. And God is telling us right here is heat reveals our roots. Now, I'm going to ask you something, and I'm talking to myself. Is this explaining some things about your life? God, why is it so hot? Because I'm trying to reveal your roots. And this question shows me that you don't have a clue what I'm doing. See, God, what are these trials that keep coming? What are you doing? He goes, I'm revealing your roots. God, if you loved me, you wouldn't let this happen to me. And God goes, no, I'm revealing your roots. See, there's something in your root system that's not right. Because if your root system was right, you would trust and have confidence in me, because I do love you. And you can't see, your heart's so wicked and incurable, you can't see the error of your root system like I can see it, and I'm moving to purify your root system. Amen? So he's telling us. I mean, he's telling us. That's the reason. You know what James says? Book of James. Rejoice in your trials. Now, the first time I read that, I go, that's the nuttiest thing I ever read in my life. Why would I do that? See, because I didn't understand. Rejoice in your trials because I'm purifying your root system. Rejoice that I'm purifying your root system. See, and if your root system is purified, and then you're going to have trust and confidence in me, and then you won't miss the prosperity and the blessings of the Lord, because you'll stay in that stream of what the Lord's doing. You're going to say, I'm pouring it out. You just can't see it. Now you can see it because I purified your root system. And all God's people, amen. See, so it's like, oh my gosh, this is fascinating when you look at it. So remember, all right, remember, heat reveals roots. There it is. That's the whole thing. I just think I came to know the Lord Jesus and I want everything to work out right. And if I live the right, everything will work out perfect. And the heat comes because he wants to reveal the roots, you know. And how foolish that statement was I just made. He's going to reveal. But God is doing this. See, God is doing this. Now, so when we see this, now what I want to do now, so as we process and think through this, I want us to look at a New Testament verse, New Testament, that says the same thing. In fact, the New Testament, it's interesting, what says in the Old Testament says the same thing in the New Testament, but we see the truth in the New Testament of what God's trying, what Christ is trying to do with his believers. And listen to, if you will, look at 1 Peter, go towards the back, towards the way back, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. Now listen to this. You have been grieved by various trials. Now that's what we've been talking about, isn't it? We've been grieved by various trials. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. How'd they get that pure gold? Purified it through fire. But said, the testing of the genuineness of your faith, which is more precious than the gold, though tested by fire, so that this faith may be found to the result and the praise, honor, and the revelation of Jesus Christ. What? The testing of my faith is to show genuineness that I may be to the praise, glory, and honor, and I may be shown this way at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what he's doing. He wants to come back and gather the pure gold up, but he's got to make it pure while we're here. Now, I love this verse. Now, I'm just not going to do it. You know, I'm not going to do it. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saved, but the rest of this, I'm not doing the rest of it. I'm just trusting in Jesus. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians that says, you will come through into heaven, basically, though purged by fire. Everything that was not of the Lord will be burned up, but you will come in though purged by fire. See? That means if you don't do anything to grow in the Lord, to learn for him, that you'll go into heaven purged by fire. And in my, it's kind of like you go in there stitched starch naked in your underwear, because I chose not to be purified. So we make it, but we bring nothing with us. We bring no rewards with us. We don't bring any honor with us. We just accept it, which is a big deal, by the way, accepting Jesus. It's a big deal. I mean, I'm happy. Now, I hate the visual, but I'm happy to go be with the Lord in my underwear. I mean, as long as I get there, you know. But the Lord's, I'm not, that's not what I have you here for. I'm going to purge you now. I'm going to reveal your root system. I'm going to reveal your, and heat reveals your root system. Now see, this helps Christians understand why things go wrong in Christians' life. He's just revealing our root system. Amen? Fascinating. And so, I think it's in the King James, it says, he said that, don't be grieved by various trials. He says, so that your faith may be shown genuine. He just reversed it a little. I just want these trials so your faith, you're hearing what God may be shown, genuine. He wants us genuine here on earth as we interact with the things of this world, because we're different than the people of this world. We are his witnesses over and over and over. We are his witnesses. So I want to make you genuine because you bring praise to Christ. That's what this verse says. Testing, or when the heat comes, are occasions when God refines and purifies our hearts and develops deep roots in God and God alone. That's what he's doing. I mean, that's where he says, rejoice in your trials. It says it over and over. Rejoice. That's why, because, oh my gosh, God's working with me. He is showing great things to me and showing things about me that I need to work on, because I won't be in the full vision of God's blessing and prosperity. And he's teaching me how to be there. He can pour it out on me. And then because I've learned from him, I can handle it. Amen? Isn't it exciting God's working with us? Aren't you excited? You don't look excited. Well, what we have here, I just love this verse, which just summarizes the whole thing. You don't have to turn there. But in Isaiah 48:10, it says this, I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. I got my gold. I tried you in the furnace of affliction, and I got some gold out of it. See, folks, that is our life. Interaction with it explains a lot of things going on around us. God has tried us in the furnace of affliction because he's making us just like Jesus in our functions and actions to carry out what he wants us to do and to do away with our own selfishness and our own sin. And these trials burn away impurities in the believer's faith. The trials expose our root system. God uses trials to develop deep roots in him so he can carry out his plans. He has a purpose. He actually wants us to do something. See? And that's why he says in Jeremiah, we're back to Jeremiah, go down a few verses, Jeremiah 29:11-12. Now, a little out of context, but there's a universal principle here. He has great things for us. He wants to purify us so we can be in receive the fullness of his blessings and prosperity so he can carry out his plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will receive the full blessings and prosperity of what I'm doing through you and be a witness for me to the world. But God, purify your root system. Purify your root system. Now, today, I'm just going to bring this in current, you know, kind of some crazy stuff going on now. Today, in times like this, one of the things the Lord's doing with the church, one of the things, now I don't pretend to know everything, but one of the things he's doing with the church, he's exposing our root system. That's exactly what he's... Oh my God, the world's over. If you read Revelation, it is coming that way. But what he's doing right now is revealing the church's root system. And we should be looking, okay, Lord, don't know what's going on, but okay, Lord, I see you. I see you. My heart is on you. See? Now, we need to understand this. As the heat comes, as the trials increase, our roots grow deeper into the streams of living water. See? They grow deeper. In this whole idiot thing that's going on, are our roots growing deeper into the streams of living water? Or are we locked in our house under our dining room table? Now, I mean, you know, that's an exaggerated statement. But the point of it is, he's growing our root system. I know that is a fact. He's growing the church's root system. And I think some of the people in the church are not showing too much fearless strength, you know. I mean, we won't be good. We won't wash our hands, you know. We don't want to be silly. But our trust, we have a fearless trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That he is working, that he is working. And I want to say something to Broadlands Community Church. I want to say this to you because I believe with all my heart, okay? Your roots are deep. Your roots are deep. And your faith is genuine. It is, all right? So be encouraged by that. God has a plan for all of us. And we be strong, resting in the Lord in that plan. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. Why? Because our trust and confidence are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is building our root system. And he's purifying our faith because he has great plans for us. He has great plans for us. And we're going to be right in the full stream because we can see when prosperity comes. If you're locked in your house under your table, you're not going to be able to see when the blessings and prosperity comes. Now, I'm being a little sarcastic, but I'm drawing a picture about how to stand in strength with the Lord in wisdom. Amen? Amen? Now, I want to end it with this verse because, you know, however, whatever the plan of the Lord is that we have to embrace Christ as our Savior. If we don't embrace Christ as our Savior, it's not going to work out. And I want to use Ephesians 2:8-10 because it grabs the whole picture of what we've been talking about. And it says this, for grace you have been saved through faith. By grace, God's power through faith. We believe what God told us. And that's what that says. For by grace you've been saved through faith. And it's not of your own doing. It's a gift of God, not a result of works, so you may boast. I just believe. I can't do any of that. I can't save myself. I certainly can't live this life. I believe on you. It's a gift. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. My sins are forgiven. It's a gift. He gives it to us. Amen? But listen to the next verse. He kind of says, I'm going to work on your root system so you can trust on me because I got a job for you. Verse 10 goes like this. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He said, I work on prepared. I just need you. You're already prepared. I just need you there. But to get you there, I need to work on your root system. I need to purify your root system. See? And then all of a sudden, all right, God, here I am. I'm learning your lessons. And your lessons are trust in the Lord with confidence. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your love. And Lord, you're showing us. You've got this whole world in your hands. You're working through your church, your people. You're teaching your people to trust in you. Your people to stand strong. Your people to purify their root system, that it's deep in you in the streams of living water. And no matter when the heat comes, we blossom because we're deep in you. And so we thank you for that. We thank you that you are our Savior. We give all things to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. And I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for listening. I pray, look at these verses and say, God, speak to me. Speak to me. Because God is working with you specifically, because he cares for you and he has great plans for you. God bless.